This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard as our North Shore football coverage continues here. Matt, welcome. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us.
Happy to. I'm glad to get a chance to talk about the Witches this week.
Absolutely. Well, you guys 5-0 on the season, and you've had some big tests this year, overcome them, obviously, but this is a big one you got coming up on Friday. Generally, I hold off talking about the game coming up, but this is such a huge game, I think, really for both teams. I think classical 4-1 on the year as well, but how are you guys looking at this game this week?
Well, if you go back in the history books, I think the last time that Salem was able to defeat classical, it was 19 years ago. So, you know, and there's only a couple years in there where we didn't play them. So, you know, from the Salem side of the house here, you know, this is an opportunity to really showcase, you know, all the effort and dedication these kids have put in to put themselves in a position to go into this game and be very competitive. So I know, you know, when I think about, at least so far, we've only had one day of practice this week. But, you know, in that practice, there was a lot of focus, a lot of guys really trying to hone their skills so that, you know, we can find success on Friday.
Absolutely. Now, this is a classical team that played Peabody pretty tough, really, through three quarters. Things kind of fell apart on them, as they will admit, in the fourth quarter against Peabody. They led at the half to classical against Peabody, 8-0, I believe, at the half over there that night. But, you know, so this is a team that certainly, it seems like a solid team defensively. There are not a lot of holes defensively with this classical team.
I think you know, one of the things that you know, I noticed, you know, when I first turned on the film is they got team speed right across the board, both offensively and defensively. But they use that speed to their advantage, right? So they generate matchups that are favorable for them. And this allows them to do really well, you know, defending the run. So I think, you know, the talent they have over there, they're certainly leveraging it in a way that it's going to obviously pose challenges for us. And that's, you know, our goal this week is to find that competitive advantage.
All right. I want to just focus the rest of the time here on your team, on the Witches, and maybe give us an update or two on your team. And as we talked about before, a lot of these guys playing for you now have been playing for you for the last 3 years, if you include this year, right? I mean, they're real veterans.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, it's probably one of the more veteran squads I've had in my coaching career. You know, we did start a number of the seniors and juniors back when they were freshmen and sophomore coming out of COVID, and you know, even back then, they were an integral part of changing the culture at Salem. You know, they worked closely with the upperclassmen to really do the things they knew they needed to do to be successful, and they've carried that tradition on, right? And, you know, I think if you look over the last three seasons, you know, you go back two seasons, that class was a class that helped us overcome and beat Gloucester for the first time in 22 years, right? Last year was the first time Salem was 5-0 in, you know, over 25 years, right? So, you know, this team has really seen kind of both sides of the coin. They've kind of had difficult games where they had to find a way to navigate it, and you know, now they're starting to see some of the fruits of their labor. So I think the big challenge for us as a coaching staff is really to make sure they're still grinding and working just like they did 2 years ago to put themselves in some of these positions.
Matt, tell me, just tell our listeners about a few of your key players on offense and defense for the Witches.
Yeah, no, happy to. I think, you know, one of the nice things about our group is I really do feel, you know, if we talk offensively for a minute, you know, a bunch of unselfish players. You know, if you go back two games ago against Gloucester, you know, as an offensive group, we're going to take whatever the defense has given us. And that opened up opportunities for Dante Azuna at one of our running back positions, as well as Shane Field. And they had, you know, outstanding games that really allowed us to pull ahead in that game. I think the thing that's interesting against Saugus this past week is they really wanted to shut down that run game. So it opened up opportunities, you know, for our wide receivers. And one player that had, you know, a stellar game was Quinn Rock Orion. He broke the school record for receiving touchdowns in a game, which is three. And then he also tied the school record for most touchdowns in one game, which is five. So had a really standout performance. But if you can see that you know, the nature of our team is, you know, wherever a defense is going to give us opportunities, we're going to take advantage of it. And I know our guys are real excited for their teammates.
Well, your defense has certainly been key for you guys in winning. I mean, you don't go to 5-0 without some defense being thrown around on the field a bit. Tell me more about your defense, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, a couple things that you know, I think is a differentiator is these guys, you know, are because of that experience we were talking about earlier. I do think that is a game changer when it comes to performance on the field. You know, they're really not thinking when they're out there. They're really being able to just play the game they love, and that makes all the world of difference, right? You know, also tied to that, a group of guys that, you know, are well knitted, right? They got a good culture in the locker room, and they take great pride in how they play. I'd say more than most teams I've had an opportunity to coach in recent years. So I think all those things factor into it. I would say that the other key component here is that we have individuals that really have been able to control the line of scrimmage. And, you know, that against our first team, you know, no one's had a rushing touchdown, knock on wood. And I think that says a lot about what's going on up front. And we had some turnover from last year's senior up front. So that was a gap going into this year. And I think those guys have done a really nice job. And right behind them, we have linebackers that have, you know, 2 to 3 years of experience. So I think that interior play is something that has differentiated us this year. And then on the perimeter, we have some of the players we've just talked about, Quinn Walker-Ryan, Albert Pujols, some of these guys that have actually, you know, been able to lock down teams, especially against some of the team speed that we've seen in the perimeter. So I think we're a team that is, again, aggressive downhill because of that experience.
No, sounds great. Good information. Matt, I'll let you go, but is there anything else that you want to that you can share with us about Salem football that I haven't asked you about?
I think one point I would like to just take a second is highlight the offensive line. I think, you know, a lot of times that goes under the radar, but if you look at, you know, some of the scores that we've been able to produce, if our offensive line really wasn't bought into what we're doing, you know, none of that would be possible, whether it's in the run game or pass game. And just a shout out to those guys, because I do think that, you know, we have a group of guys there, very similar to what I was talking about on defense. Offensively, we graduated a number of seniors last year that were critical to that offensive line play. And, you know,
we lost Coach Matt Bouchard there on this. Matt, we just lost you for 10 seconds there on the cell here, I think.
I apologize. I think that just to finish that thought was that, you know, I think we had a number of gaps to fill on our offensive line coming into the season, and I think the guys that have filled those positions have really elevated the game to really compete at a level of their peers that might have, you know, 2 or 3 seasons of game experience, which has been a huge differentiator for us.
Well, Matt, we'll see you over there at Manning Field on Friday night. Looking forward to seeing the Witches in person, really, for the first time since the opening scrimmage a long time ago against the Brewer Maine Witches. But anyways, Matt, thanks so much for joining us and for your insights.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yeah, take care. Matt Bouchard with us, head football coach at Salem High School here on MSONewsSports.com.